We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, starting Siman Shin and Vav on the bottom of Reish Chesam and Aleph. Then Amas Hamayim Averes Bochatzer, the halacha of a canal of water, a stream of water, that passes through the courtyard. But by basically, from in these two paragraphs, Sif Aleph says the Machaber, Amas Hamayim, a stream of water, Averes Bochatzer, that passes through in the courtyard. Amukha, Sara, that's 10 Tvachim, Dipur Chavarba, and it's 4 Tvachim Oid. In Mimelim, and the Shabbos, one is not permitted to draw from it on Shabbos, as Gitinto Bethes. Umkin, Asulam Machitza Gavoya Sara, Bechnesas Bitsias, only if you made a partition, that's 10 Tvachim Oid, both in the entry and in the exit. And via Tevach, Mimena, Mishuka Bamayim. A handbreadth of it has to be submerged into the water, which the Deir Shufa brings the picture. You see the canal running through. And you have a partition, 10 tefachim high, and it's showing, allegedly, one tefach of it submerged into the water of tefach. Now, says the Mechaber, further, "Mepaisa mechitza kol yiradis b'tei chamayim," and if the whole partition was submerged into the, was in the water, "Tzachshiya tefach mimena yitzil amalam namayim," then you have to have at least a handbreadth of it that's above the water, as the petition number 6 shows the picture. See, it's all in the water besides the top tefach, just sticking out. Continues the Mechaber, and his chalas is a mechitza etzlas of kol tzad. If you started to make the partition near the edge from the whole side, meaning from every side, you started from the opposite ends. The lechibra is from emtza. Now, let's say they ran out of material. Who knows? They didn't connect it in the middle. Kedeshi ha'mayim nechnas v'yitzin derasham, and it says what, so that the water should be able to enter and exit through there. It may be named shleishet tvachim. Sure, if you run between the gaps. Three tefachim, that's permitted, like the Dirshah 7 brings the picture. You see, there's a partition on the left side and the right side, both by the entry and by the exit. But there's a gap, less than three tefachim, that's permitted. I mean, love, because we say the concept of love, which views it as if it's closed. Yesh b'neim shleshet tefachim also, but if you have between it three hand breath, then it's forbidden. Agar says Rama, him and the kavim, now if it holds, sham and nechnas v'yetz b'hem, that the canal enters and exits from the main and rechavim shleshah, are themselves not three tefachim. Afel mechitza and itzach. So he says, "Remember tefach." You don't even need to have mechitza because that itself is already loved. It says Mishbur, Sivkat Nalaf, a stream of water, leveres bechatzah that passes through a courtyard. Now, b'davki kishayveres. That's specifically when it's passing through. That is that it's entering the courtyard from one side. It's misham mitzara acher, and it leaves from there from the other side. And the kavim sheish tachas eksalim. With the holes that are beneath the walls, someone has a pool of water in his courtyard, doesn't get drawn outward, then you don't have to do any remedy. Even if it's very wide and deep, the chumash b'techemachitzes, whatever's inside the walls, is included in this private domain, this private property. Sim cotton base. But if it's a canal of water that's passing through the chatzah, that's a mukha sar, the chaba ba, 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide. The b'shezik is in this measurement. Now, samayim b'shus la'atzman, the water becomes its own domain. And b'shem karmelis aleim, then has the name of a karmelis on the kishar yamim, as we continue the base, when it is like other waters and rivers. Levigah, levig, shalivin, there, chatzerei, and it's passing through his courtyard. Asul ma'azman b'shabas, now draw water from the mad'shabas. But if they're not 10 tefachim deep, they're not 4 tefachim wide, then it's permitted to draw from them. And that is belishim tikkun, without any remedy, because the bottle will get b'shus yachad, because it's nullified to the private property. Tashar Tzina Yisgimel says, look at the behavior that he writes, if it's not 4 tefachim wide, even though it's 10 tefachim deep, it's bottle to the b'shus that it's inside, and if it's in b'shus ram, then it's b'shus ram. And the Medayit is from Loshon the Magen Avraham, that quotes from Rashi Nevi of the Pezayin. That sounds like L'chayr from his words. But in truth, the Pashta Halacha is that if it's 10 Tvachim deep and it's not 4 Tvachim wide, and it's Nushas Ram, it's a Makom Patur. Because we don't have a depth of 10 Tvachim Nushas Ram, the Shpikitzer Nushas Ram. That's obviously from the Rambam. Rashi Nevi, that we mentioned, writes, Limeves Nushas Ram, Avin Nushas Ram. If it passed through Shazam and Shazam, obviously it's not going only on if it was 10 tefachim deep. We in general, it's a karmelis. By water, we say it's bottled to Shazam. This means it right from the Gemara. At the end of his words, look over there, but when it's 10 tefachim deep and it's not 4 tefachim wide, pashut that it's but a makam tur. Sivkot and Gimel. So he said that you can't draw water from it on Shabbos. Elam ken asu v'chula, unless he made partition 10 tefachim high by the entry and the exit. Because the kimmichim abdil mashar mayim shukut sachat, so since he's separating it from the rest of the water that's out of the courtyard, mayim shukut sachat, but then like a bay. So in the water that's in the courtyard is nullified to the courtyard. Because the Bialma in general, the Kamala, when you hold the Chumash, whatever's inside Mechitz, it is a part of the private domain. Rak Bezez, only the Hekish Mechabar and the Mamayim, Shabbos Mechutz, since it's connected with the water on the outside, I mean, we say to any of them that they're not a bottle. And that's what Shasla Asman, they become their own domain, which is not the case when you separate them. Shemesh Shazayachar Aleim has the name of Shazayachar on them. Mechitz is Achatz Agufa, and the partitions of the courtyard itself, Avim Shakua Habib Bemayim Al. It's very submerged into the water. In the middle, it's not effective regarding this. You need to have she nearish and a special amount that was made because of the water, as the dish shows the picture that the walls themselves are not helpful. So you have to make these walls by the entry and the exit. Someone means to say the mokum kinesa mayim the area where the water enters to the courtyard, the mokum kinesa mayim the place where the water exits from the courtyard. And everything is inside on the surface of the width of the canal of the water. And it has to have a tefach of it submerged into the water. To separate between the water that's on the outside of the karmel, like a mayim shebefnim, to the water that's in that's on the inside. Vav. And if mechitz was all in the water, then as they have a tefach of it that's lamalam and amayim above the water, that you should even be able to recognize it a little bit. Hamachitz hamavsikas, and the partition that separates, but you have to be able to see it. If it's all submerged in the water, you won't even see it. Sivkat and Zion. If they started to make the mechitza etzla safa near the edge, and we called tzad from every side, b'chul etc. Pidush. Shabbat tzadik niso b'tzad etzia, both by the side of the entry and the side of the exit. Us mechitza l'recha ba'amo, they started making a partition to the width of the canal. Just didn't make it with one board, the partition at the side of the entry. It's with two pieces. Because in the middle of the partition, he left an empty space. Same thing is by the partition of the side of the exit. That's okay if there's no three tefachim, because they're in love, and we say love it times for this reason. Maybe even left many gaps between them. They can make the partition out of sticks. Between each and every one was less than three. So then, Shari, that's permitted, says the Chai Adam, as the Dershu 13 brings the picture. You see these sticks in the water. Sivkot and Tess. Rama said, if the hole that the canal is going through itself is not three tefachim, then a fill of a chul, then even you don't even have to have mechitza, because the chama shapachas mishlash, whatever less than three tefachim. I mean, love it. We say that it's as if it's closed. Near it seemed to be there regarding this. A fill of mitzad hasheni, even if on the other side of rachav shlash it is three tefachim wide. If it became even something that's taking enough to have a remedy, keeping the mitzad echad, since on one side who kasas magami it's like totally closed. Okay, l'shon yama ibes b'techa chatzer. It's like when the so to speak, the tongue of the ocean enters into a person's chatzer. Maybe we'll see later on that's not a problem. Siv beis chatzer shenifritza, a courtyard that was breached, and the tongue of the ocean goes over the breach. If it doesn't fill up the whole thing, and the breach is not more than 10 tefachim, like the Dershu 16 brings the picture. You have a chatzah that was breached, and now the, so to speak, the tongue of the ocean, the water is going into the breach. If it doesn't fill up the whole thing, and the breach is not more than 10 tefachim, mutl mas memeno, you let it draw water from it, ulach nis labayis, and bring it into the house. But never to the middle of it totally breached. Oishis, but pitzias masar over the breach is more than 10 tefachim. If it remained by the place where the breach was, these gedudim, as you see in Dershu number 17, these like rocky parts of the wall that are gevayim asar, the 10 tefachim high. But my machas ma'isa, and the water covers it. You let it draw water from it in the courtyard. But you now bring it to the house. Unless you make a partition 10 tefachim high in the water. learn the Shigidudim, if you don't have any Gidudim remaining, like the remaining parts of the wall, then there's a Gittin to that for Ishtas, Osaf, Lamalas, Bachatzim, if you've been able to draw the water in the courtyard.
It says Mishpura Sif Katin Yud. Machabe said that if you have this Chatzit that's breached, and the ocean is coming in through the breach, if it's not the whole area, and the breach is not more than 10 Tvach Moed, so Mut Lamalas Men, you let it draw from that and bring it into the house. That is Alpha Pisha, Hiya Muka Asar Chava Abba, even though it's 10 Tvachim deep and 4 Tvachim wide, the water in the yard. And it's not comparable to the stream of water that we said in Sif Alpha. Because the Bekan, Behe, Kimish, and Neftas, Lashayin, Hayamachat. So once so to speak, the tongue of the ocean enters into the courtyard, it does not leave another side. So it's like a pit in the courtyard. Or mechitza chatz matirzas, and therefore the partitions of the courtyard permit it. In other words, unlike the kivinchali nifritz yesim esa, because since not breached more than 10 tefachim, it's like an opening. It's like the walls are still here. Which is not the case by the stream of water. That it enters and it exits beneath the walls of the courtyard from the two sides. It makes it like the stream into its own domain. And that's why the stream over there is a kamlis. Sivkon yiralv. Now, if it breached b'milua, that is kol koisel achotzer shal tzad mayim, the whole wall of the courtyard, that's the side of the water, is totally breached, or if the breach is at least 10 tefachim, so if it remains by the place where it's breached, sivkot nebez gedudin, that are gevayin asar, these protrusions that are 10 tefachim high, there was a nechshav kelim chitzat ankerim, so that would be considered as if the partition is still there, even though part of the wall was knocked down, sivkot yud gimel, so even though the water is covering it, you're allowed to draw mimenda from it b'chatzer in the courtyard, because the pa'amim at times shamayim shaykim, that the water submerges and the partitions are recognizable. Even though the water didn't go down, the sage permitted. Which is not the case by a house, which is far from the partitions. The partitions always not visible. Even when the water goes down, so therefore it's only permitted in the courtyard. But it's forbidden to bring into the house only if you made mechitza sivkot yudal, that's kibay asar, that's 10 tefachim high, and over the water. And v'rach b'shal mechitza, the width of the mechitza, ain't tzarech al panei kol ha-pirtza, it doesn't have to be along the entire face of where it's breached. V'rach sheyist ma'shetach, it should just close up the area, ashle yishar, until it doesn't remain. El es amas par, it's only 10 amas that's breached. Dush v'pesach, which that's considered a measurement of an opening, and not a breach. Sivkot tezval. If loynish gedudim chulu, if it doesn't remain with any gedudim, then it's forbidden to draw it even in the chatz. But someone wants to say loynish gedudim gevay masar. There are gedudim, but it's nothing that's 10 tefachim high. So if kadezayin asaf elamalas, it's forbidden even to draw in the courtyard. But then something is latat b'chatz to carry in the courtyard, because kimish reparts yesim es l'makom asa. Because now the chatz is breached more with an area more than 10 tefachim to an area that's forbidden to it, which is the yam. Now, when we say the she'en l'shen hayam amakasar, when this tongue of the ocean is not 10 tefachim deep, but if the tongue of the ocean is 10 tefachim deep, shamayim shot v'kakaras achatzah, where the water floods the ground of the courtyard, but now it's a guma amukasar tefachim, it makes a pit that's 10 tefachim deep, dafna guma gufa, then the walls of the pit itself are nechshav l'machitza v'namayim v'achatzah, is considered a partition between the water and the courtyard, and mutl tat b'chatzah, and you're allowed to carry in the courtyard, which the Sharetzin Yudav says, you don't have to be concerned that maybe the ocean will, develop sediment and nullify the wall, because it's talking about where it's very far away from the edge of the ocean. But, says the Mishmur, but it's forbidden to draw from it, since there's no partition on top of it, between it and the water that's on the outside. Be'er halacha, divrei maskal amas hamayim. So we spoke about in Sif Aleph, regarding the stream of water that goes through a courtyard. Says the Be'alacha, same thing as a river. That's what he says from the Chaya Adam. Nir Maskal Abbas, Bachatz, that goes through a courtyard. Says you should know that according to what's brought in the Paiskim, it's not necessarily that it ever passes through here ever. Because the same thing is, I mean, that it was always like that. Same thing is, if let's say some river got flooded and it breached and went through the courtyard from the two sides, like a stream of water would have the same halacha. However, it's possible that if he evaluates that the water will remain just maybe a day or two, because there was a tornado, a flood, they were not gozen that there should be kamlis. And says Tzarchin, it's not so pasha to him. Now the issue for actually being his opinion of Chaznish, not to differentiate regarding such a case. Rather, even if the water enters to the courtyard only for one moment, for 1 hour, it has halacha like a kamlis. The reason for this, he writes, is because over here, that the reason that the water is considered a kamelis is because they're qualified like they're its own domain from the chotzer, and the mechitzah of the chotzer are not effective for them to permit them. If that's the case, even if they went out just temporarily, you're not allowed to draw from them. And the reason not because the water is mevatel from its place, the name of a deer, because if that's the case, you would have to have it that is intentioned that it should be staying there for a long time, as burden his words over the Simpei Tes and Simkov Dal. This all, according to the opinion of the Rashi, but the Pasuk is the Mishbur later on Sukkot Nir, like his opinion, but Chaznish is stringent, like the opinion of the Ravid, that the actual ditch considers the area as a karmelis. According to this, you don't even have to have it, there's even water over there. Nebi Alacha Eimim Almeno. So he said, if you have this canal of water that's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, you cannot draw from it on Shabbos. But in the Chatzar, you let him carry, even if you didn't do any tikkun. And you don't say that it should be forbidden because, it's totally breached to the karmelis, which is this stream of water, because we say that the walls of the canal, which are 10 tefachim deep, become a part of machitza to separate between it and the Chatzar. We're going to carry in the Chatzar, even if it was breached, the walls of the Chatzar opposite the canal of the water from the two sides more than 10 tefachim, it's also permitted to carry in the chatzar because the chatzar is surrounded on its four sides, that is, the three walls of the chatzar and the fourth wall from the stream of the water itself, as we mentioned. That's the Magen Avraham in the name of the Ravid. It says that, which the Tirshu brings a picture for this, that even if it totally breached, but it's surrounded on all four sides because you have the two sides of the chatzar and the back, which is where the house is closed off, and then you have that the canal is considered as closing it on the fourth side. Now he says it's a pella, it's a wonder in the Chayyadim, said no gimel, that he quotes this halacha only when it's breached from one side from the walls of the chatzar. He says, partially according to the reason of the Ravid, even if it's breached on two sides. Also, meaning, in other words, both sides, meaning that the canal running through, so it's both sides of the chatzar. Also, Magaram writes that this, that we say that the walls of the canal are considered as a wall that permits the carrying the chatzar, even if it's slanty. However, it's specifically if it gathers a height of 10 tefachim within dalet amos of length. But if it's slantier than that, that it gathers 10 tefachim from only 5 amos, so then it would not be as a mechitza, and therefore it would be forbidden to carry in the chatzar. And the Memaschal Mutal Masmen B'chatzar said in Sid Beis, if the remains by it got breached, could do them the 10 tefachim high, and the water covers it, you're allowed to draw from it, in the chatzar at least. So this detail is not agreed on by all paiskim. So look at Beisesu, that's only Lashita's taste in the Rosh. Ritva writes on their pirish that it's a teichet gadol. It's possible because it's a rabbinic halacha, so Shulchan Aruch relied on them. Which in Dishah 20 brings that what you see from the words of Be'alacha, that also in the chatzar, it'd be room to be stringent to say it's forbidden. Only that's possible. The Shulchan Aruch relies on the Shita's taste in the Rosh to permit because it's Rabban. Or the Chaznish writes that this that Ritva writes said that it should be forbidden. This only is according to Shita's Rashi. But Ritva himself holds an Erevin that Pevav to Tafka by a bird that between two chatzeres that you have to submerge the mechitza in the water of Tafach, or that if the mechitza in the water has to stick out above the water of Tafach, because since the people of the two chatzeres are partners in the water, so the water is like mixed. But in a place where the Isra is because the water is breached to Akamlis, for example, like by Gezuz through the porch and by the Amas Samayim, the canal of water that we're discussing, it doesn't have to be that the mechitza should be submerged in the water, and also you don't have to have that just stick out above the water. Chaznish writes that according to this, also by this case of Sebeis of Lashon Yam, it doesn't have to stick out the mechitza above the water. Elsewhere, the Chaznish writes that lahalacha, one could be lean like the pin of the Ritva, even to bring the water to the house. However, if it's possible to remedy, it is appropriate to be stringent, to be concerned for to be stringent like the pin of Rashi that the Shulchan Aruch brings. Some of the dirshus. Issue number two. If a ditch is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, but the water inside is not 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, or in a way that the water is 10 tefachim deep, but the partitions of the ditch are not 10 tefachim. For example, let's say part of, it separates from the mechitza, part of where the mechitza is not slanty that gathers 10 tefachim from Dalet Amos, so it's not considered as a mechitza. So the machlekes achreinim, if it depends on the depth of the mechitzas of the ditch, or in the depth of the water. Shmuel Chasam Sefer writes that it depends on the depth of the mechitza of the charitz, and not the depth of the water. And other than Shmuel Yishuv Malka, he writes that only in the way that also the mechitza of the ditch is 10 tefachim deep, and also the water is 10 tefachim deep, then it's considered as a karmelis, and then you cannot draw from it. That we write later on Sefer Yod, that the Chaznish explains that the Rishayim disagree if the actual ditch makes the area into karmelis, or only because the water that passes through from side to side. And bring over there the opinion of Avnei Nezer that according to all shittos, the dish itself does not make the area into a karmelis. Mission number 8. Shavuos of cotton bays. So therefore, when it passes through his courtyard, you're not allowed to draw from it on Shabbos, but if it's not 10 tefachim deep, or it's not 4 tefachim wide, you're allowed to draw from it without any tikkun, because it's bottled to Rosh HaSayachet. In such a case that the canal of water is not 10 tefachim deep, the Chaznish writes that even if it is wider than 10 amas, that has a shear of a pirtza, you're allowed to draw from it without any tikkun, because since the wall of the chatzar that passes over the canal permits the canal from the halacha mechitza tluya, a suspended partition that permits the water. Now, even the mechitza tluya b'mayim does not permit only when you make mechitza for that purpose, as written Shachanach and Simshon and Hay, and later in Mishmur Sukkot and Gimel. Over here, that the wall of the chatzar was not made for that. However, when the water is not 10 tefachim deep, you don't have to have that mechitza was made for the water. Dish number 9, Chaznish writes, according to the Rashbam who defined Evan HaPevav, that they explain that the reason why the mechitza has to be submerged, a tefach, in the pit that's between two chatzeres, is because if the mechitza does not go in down to the water, it's considered as if the water of the two chatzeres are mixed. That's the case. In the case that we're discussing in Mishmur Sukkot and Hay, that the mechitza is coming to fence in the rishus from a karmelis, you don't have to have that it's submerged in the water or it comes out of the water of tefach. Shalachas writes that according to what the Chaznish writes elsewhere, there is room to be lenient like the Ishitas. However, it's put in the words of Chaznish, but that it's possible to misaken, it is appropriate to be stringent. Regarding carrying within the canal of water itself, the Shuvah's Gidness of Radim writes that the Svardi, that you don't have to have it submerged in tefach, and they didn't require shikua only to draw the water from the canal to the courtyard. Dish number 10, we said in Sifkat and Vav, that said that when mechitza was all in the water, it has to stick out a tefach above from the water, so that's recognizable a little bit. Dish number 10, if the mechitza is not recognizable, it's just at times when the water goes down, Das Torah writes, the from the words of Russian Ervin, sounds like that mechitza would be effective. However, the Kabbalah Nesan over there writes, it's not effective, and the Kabbalah of the Russia is to say that even though not all the 10 tefachim are recognizable, but it's effective because since sometimes when the water goes down, the whole mechitza is recognizable. Now, if they make a dam over the water, Das Torah writes that even according to the Pin, the Kabbalah Nesan is effective, even though at times the water goes up and covers the mechitza, because since everyone knows that there is a mechitza over here to separate the water. Dish number 11, if they make a pi tikra, like a door top over the water. Pimigodim writes, it sounds like it's not effective, even though regarding a bar and the be'er between two chatzeres, the Shachanach Pasan Shinnayin Bab, that it's effective. The reason he writes over there is because pi tikra is effective to differentiate a water that it shouldn't be considered that everyone is drawing from his friend's portion. But it's not effective for as a recognition. And here the reason is because of a hacker, so P-Ticker is not going to be effective. Other than Chubas Nebuchadnezzar writes that P-Ticker would be effective by this the entry of the canal, like by a bar and a be'er, that's between two chatzeres. Verse number 12, we said in Mishmur Sukkot and Ches that if the opening is less than 3 tefachim, it's okay, because we say love it. Now the reason why the Shulchan Aruch needs that the pirtza should not be more than 3 tefachim, that you should have the halach of love it, and didn't permit just because of Brisha B'tal 10 Amas, an halacha of pasim of boards that are effective to permit a chatzar, as brought later on, Shachanach and Shin Tzamachtanos of Beis, the Tesh of Shabbos is right, because the reason of Heter pasim is because that through the pasim we see that the breached area like a pesach, not like a pirza, like an opening, not like a breach. And therefore over here, where the place of the breach goes over the canal of the water, it wouldn't be applicable to be considered as a pesach. Chaznish writes that this, that the Shulchan Aruch requires that the breach shouldn't be more than three tvachim, is dafka in a way that is masaka de pirza by the opening of the amo when mechitza tluya. Then menadin, it would not have a halakha like a mechitza, it's just they were leaning by water. And they weren't leaning only by a partition that fences the whole breach and not by boards. But if he makes the mechitza from the karka of the canal until above the water tefach, and according to Rashi and Tfo, probably on Sukkot Yud, you don't even have to have a tefach above the water. It's possible that would be permitted until the breach that's a width of 10 amas. He writes that it's possible that regarding there should be effective the pasim to prevent the pirtza, one should be stringent that should be a mechitza also a height of 10 tefachim above the water and you remain through the tzarchin. However, he writes over there that this is effective pasim that's inside the water to permit up until 10 amas. That's dafk in a way that on one side of the canal, the mechitza should be, it's inside the water, should be amin merubel apart, it's more closed than breach, because this canal that's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, it's considered as its own rishos and has to have three mechitzas that whoever's standing in them, I mean that the oimit should be merubel ala parts. And if mechitza not going to be merubel ala parts, it comes out that this rishos is parts, it's breached from two sides. However, in a way that one side of the canal is narrow, if they narrow with a shear of telem eslachet, that is in every dalaramas of length of the mechitza, the canal becomes narrower, 10 tefachim. It's possible to qualify the mechitzas of the length of the amma, which they close in also its width through the that they narrow the amma. He also writes that this is effective to permit through pasim is dafka when you don't have by the amma that's in the chatzar more than an area based assign. And even though the amma that's in the chatzar is more than based assign, it sounds like the words chaznish over there that if the water is fit to drink or to bathe, then that would be permitted. Edition number 14, that there's a pin chaznish. Mishmer wrote that even if on the other side it's three tefachim wide, even so it does not need a tikkun. Pin chaznish in such a case that you need a tikkun on the side that is three tefachim wide, and it's only if both sides, the width of the holes is less than three tefachim, then it's going to be permitted. Edition number 18. The words of Mishnah Berurah that it differentiates between the canal of water and sefalv, to Lashon Hayam, to the tongue of the ocean that comes into the chatzur, and sebeis, is in the Shitas Rashbam Ritva and Eivin Afyud Beis, that they write that the canal of water is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, it's forbidden to draw from it until you fence in the canal itself on both sides. And by the Lashon Hayam, even if it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, you don't have to have any tikkun because the walls of the chatzur on its sides permit it. Now the reason, they write, is that the canal is goes in and enters from the two sides of the chatzur, so it's considered as its own rishus. But the shein yam that comes in from one side and doesn't go out from the second side, it just stays in the chatzur. So that's like a pit that's in the house or in the chatzur, which is not considered as its own rishus and permitted through the mechitzas of the chatzur. And they bring over there the opinion of the Tais and the Raivet that they explain that the difference between the amas amayim, the canal of water, and the lashon yam in a different way. That the canal of water is talking about where it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. Therefore, it's considered like its own rishos, and it's not bottled out of the chatzim. But the Lashon Hayam is talking about where the tongue is not 10 tefachim deep, and therefore it's bottled to the chatzim. According to their sheet, if the Lashon Hayam is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, so it's considered its own rishos, and it's not bottled to the chatzim, and even though it doesn't go out from the second side of the chatzim, and since it's not bottled, it comes out, it is part, it's preached on the fourth side of the karmas, and it would be forbidden to draw from it the water. But the chaznish is to be stringent, like this opinion. Now, if this chakak, if this carved out area is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide that goes into the chatzur, even without water, Chaznish writes, the halacha depends on this machalik is showing. According to Rashi and Ritva, the chakak, the carving out, is bottled to the chatzur and is permitted through the mechitzas of the chatzur on the sides. According to Tais and Ravid, it creates its own domain that's forbidden to carry over there because since it's breached on the fourth side. The words Chaznish, you see that he explains that the reason of the words Tais and Ravid is because the mechitzas of Lashon Hayam removes the mechitzas of the chatzur and therefore there's no mechitzas chatzur on the sides that would be helpful to permit it. Rav Chubis Avnei Nezi explains that the reason the taste in the rivet is because that the water that's 10 tefachim deep are considered significant and not bottled to the chatzur, but if the water is not 10 tefachim deep, they're effective, the mechitzah of the chatzur, to permit the chakak for all shaitas, even if the chakak is 10 tefachim deep, because you don't have the you don't have the charitz removing and nullifying mechitzah of the chatzur. Dish number 19, regarding this halacha, that mechitzah of the chatzur can permit the charitz, the ditch, even though it's 10 tefachim deep, so we explained the previous dirshu, that the Rishayim disagree regarding this. Chaznish writes, according to Heshita in the previous comment, the nafkamin in this machalikis is by a dish that 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide that goes beneath Aturis HaPesach. According to Tyson Ravitz, since the ditch is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, the walls remove and nullify the Aturis HaPesach. According to Rashi and the Ritva, that that's on Mishnah Berurah Paskins, not Mavatla. Chaznesh is Machmer regarding this Lalacha, like we mentioned. Other than Chubis, Yeshuvah's Malki writes, that regarding Aturis HaPesach, according to all opinions, Mechitzes of the ditch are Mavatla, the Aturis HaPesach that's above. And Chubis Chassam Sefer writes, that you can be leaning by Aturis HaPesach that goes over the canal of water, that's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. And he explains that the walls of the ditch don't remove the poles of the Aturis HaPesach from permitting the Amas HaMayim. Now, even according to the Rashi and Ritva, that Mishburu holds halacha like their Shita, that the ditch is not considered as a Rishus La'atzmai, that's in a way that the Aturis HaPesach stands on the ground. And you have on the ground a ditch that goes beneath the Aturis HaPesach, but in the way that the two mountains are near each other and the face of the mountains are upright, in the way that they're a Sheref Tel Maslaka, that is the mountain goes up 10 Tfachim for every Dalet Amas, they're considered as a Mechitza that's standing, and not like Karka, and they make the poles of the Aturis HaPesach, one on this mountain and one on the second mountain. The Shubis Elif L'chol Shlema writes that according to all Shitas, this is not considered as a Aturis HaPesach, because since the place of where the people go is by the distance between the two mountains, it comes out that the poles that are placed above three tefachim from the place where people are walking are not considered as a Aturis HaPesach to the place where people are going, which is not the case by the Charitz that goes beneath the Aturis HaPesach, that the place where people are going is above and not in the ditch, and the poles are placed where people walk, that it's considered as if there is a Pesach and the Charitz is batzel to the Rishos. On the other hand, and Sefer Ma'aseh Ish, they bring a name of the Chaznish from the writings of Rabbi Yaakov Edelstein, that even if one pole is standing on a mountain that's Maslakit, that gathers 10 from four, and the reed, the other pole is on the ground, that's kasher. And the primary thing that is brought in Chazanish, in Aruch Chaim, regarding Pasei Chatzah, the boards of the Chatzah, and it sounds like over there that same thing would be also regarding Aturis HaPesach, because of the Chazanish, that he writes that not to leave the pole of the Aturis HaPesach on the steps that's near the wall. And according to what we explained, you have to say that his intention is only when the pole is near the wall, then it's considered as if it's placed on the wall, and the wall itself is not a part of the Rishus. But if he puts on Stama step, it's kosher, even though it's higher from the ground of the Rishus. And he writes that there's no chastarin of Mechitza Tluya, even by a pole that doesn't stand on the ground of the domain. He adds on that this is all only if the pole is not 10 tefachim high from the ground of the Rishus. But if it's 10 tefachim high, then it's considered as another Rishus, and it cannot be effective for the karka of the Rishus. Because of the pin over there of the Brisker Rav. In a way that the ditch that is beneath the Aturis HaPesach, the Korn HaChaznish, the Aturis HaPesach is not effective to Misakin the Charitz. In Sefer Chedushim Biurim, Greinemann writes that the Aturis HaPesach is not effective also regarding the Rishus, because since you say by Mechitza Charitz could Asik Mechitzasa, as if they're going up, says as if the pole is standing from behind the walls of the Rishus. That's the Britain Chuvis Rishus Malk over there, because in Kutcher's Tikkun Erevin, and the Sefer Binas Simcha that's lengthy regarding this.